I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
The January job numbers came out today. And while we're grateful for everyone who found work and is earning a paycheck, it's very clear our economy is still in trouble. We added just 6,000 private sector jobs in the country last month. Overall, we added 49,000 jobs. And this at a time when we have more than 10 million people out of work, 4 million people have been out of work for 6 months or longer, and 2.5 million women have been driven from the workforce. 15 million Americans are behind in their rental payments. 24 million adults and 12 million children literally don't have enough food to eat. These aren't Democrats or Republicans. They're Americans. And they're suffering. They're suffering not because of anything they did. Through no fault of their own, they're suffering. Once-in-a-century virus has decimated our economy, and it's still wreaking havoc on our economy today. And so much of it is still about the virus. We're still in the teeth of this pandemic. In fact, January was the single deadliest month of the whole pandemic. We lost nearly 100,000 lives. I know some in Congress think we've already done enough to deal with the crisis in the country. Others think that things are getting better and we can afford to sit back and either do little or do nothing at all. That's not what I see. I see enormous pain in this country. A lot of folks out of work. A lot of folks going hungry, staring at the ceiling tonight, wondering, what am I going to do tomorrow? A lot of folks trying to figure out how to keep their jobs and take care of their children. A lot of folks reaching the breaking point. Suicides are up. Mental health needs are increasing. Violence against women and children is increasing. A lot of folks are losing hope. And I believe the American people are looking right now to their government for help to do our job, to not let them down. So I'm going to act, and I'm going to act fast. I'd like to be doing it with the support of Republicans. I've met with Republicans. There's some really fine people want to get something done, but they're just not willing to go as far as I think we have to go. I've told both Republicans and Democrats that's my preference to work together. But if I have to choose between getting help right now to Americans who are hurting so badly and getting bogged down in a lengthy negotiation or compromising on a bill that's up to the crisis, that's an easy choice. I'm going to help the American people who are hurting now. That's why I'm so grateful to the House and the Senate for moving so fast on the American Rescue Plan. Here's what's in that plan. First, it puts $160 billion into our national COVID-19 strategy, which includes more money for manufacturing, distribution, and setting up of vaccine sites, everything that's needed to get the vaccines into people's arms. There's simply nothing more important than us getting the resources we need to vaccinate the people in this country as soon, as quickly as possible. So job number one of the American Rescue Plan is vaccines. Vaccines. The second, the American Rescue Plan is going to keep the commitment of $2,000, $600 has already gone out, $1,400 checks to people who need it. This is money directly in people's pockets. They need it. We need to target that money, so folks making $300,000 don't get any windfall. But if you're a family that's a wage earner, each of the parents, one making 30 grand, one making 40 or 50, maybe that's a little more than, well, yeah, they need the money and they're going to get it. And here's what I won't do. I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised. Very quickly, here's the rest of my plan. It has money for food and nutrition so that folks don't go hungry. I think our Republican friends are going to support that. It extends unemployment insurance, which is going to run out on March 13th of this year to the end of September of this year, because there's still going to be we're still going to have high unemployment. It helps small businesses, thousands of whom have had to go out of business. It has money to help folks pay their health insurance. It has rental assistance to keep people in their homes rather than being thrown out in the street. It's got money to help us open our schools safely. It has money for child care, for paid leave. It gets needed resources of state and local governments to prevent layoffs of essential personnel, firefighters, nurses, folks that are school teachers, sanitation workers. It raises the minimum wage. It's big and it's bold, and it's a real answer to the crisis we're in. That's one more thing. And I want to say it very clearly on this, be very clear on this point. It's better economics. It not only addresses the immediate crisis we're in, it's better for the long-term economic health of our nation and our competitiveness. My plan creates more jobs, creates more economic growth, and does more to make us competitive with the rest of the world than any other plan. Don't take my word for it. Just look at what leading economists across the nation have said and in the world and across the ocean have said. Wall Street investment firm Moody's says, if we pass the American Rescue Plan, it will lead to 4 million more jobs than otherwise would be created. The nonpartisan Brookings Institution has looked at the American Rescue Plan and said the GDP will reach pre-pandemic projections by 2021, meaning we'll have recovered by end of 2021. Much sooner, by the way, than if we do nothing. So may God bless you all. May God protect our troops. And I truly believe real help is on the way. Thank you all so very much. Thank you.
The President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.